Do it now.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live syndicated out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, carried by a great and growing list of M&M affiliates. Also on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as JonesReport.com, and on WWCR 100,000-watt twin transmitters going out worldwide on global shortwave. Okay, I know we got a lot of calls. I'm going to get to you. I want to hear from you. Kind of always a great grab bag with the callers, different issues you bring up. 877-590-KLBJ or 836-0590. But before I go to Craig and Amy and everybody else that is patiently holding, I'm going to cover a few articles, and I'm going to mention some of the other stuff that's coming up. I should talk about this. This came out a few days ago, but really we're tooting our horn here because we're having an effect. From unlikely quarters, Bruce Willis ends the JFK debate and says that he questions the official story on 9/11. Now, Rick Linkletter, the Hollywood director of School of Rock and Dazed and Confused and Slacker and Scanner Darkly and few films I'm in like Scanner Darkly and Waking Life and others, great guy, anti-New World Order fella right here in Austin, Texas. We're honored to have another great Texan here. So many great people in this state. But he gave Bruce Willis my film Terror Storm. He'd already given him Martial Law. Out of the blue one day, he told me about it. Then I had him on the air talking about a Scanner Darkly coming out, talking about Bruce woke up and isn't a neocon follower anymore, and now he knows both parties are controlled. Well, people couldn't believe that when he said it, and Michelle Malkin attacked, and Fox News said it was made up. Didn't go ask Bruce. They just said it couldn't be true. Well, Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair some things, so we'll give you those quotes coming up. It's this month's Vanity Fair. It's actually the June issue, comes out a little bit earlier in May, and also environmentalists call for the culling of the human population by 80-90%. That is in the Times of London and other publications. I told you we get into that. Children bad for the planet, they are saying. But first off, I wanted to get into an article we put together this week titled "Only Ron Paul Can Defeat Hillary Clinton." The Republican Party has blown its credibility with conservatives in this nation, and they're going to vote third party if not for Ron Paul. Ron Paul, in every major poll from Yahoo to MSNBC to MySpace, won. He also won scientific polls, and they literally censored him. He's not in this week's Newsweek. They just don't have him as a candidate. Yahoo admittedly had to get over 100,000 emails before they would put him up there. Then they claimed he wasn't a real candidate, and that had to be retracted. The Yahoo main homepage on election 2008. He is popular with Democrats because he's anti-war. He's popular with conservatives because he's pro-border and anti-Federal Reserve and income tax. I mean, he's a constitutionalist. He's a real old-line, founding father-quality conservative. And Hillary's going to win. Now, I've reported to you, it first was broken 4 years ago in the New York Observer. By the way, that's a conservative newspaper. What, Ron Rosenbaum broke it. That secret meetings between Hillary and Rupert Murdoch, and that Fox News would be behind them. Fox is into winning, folks. They've only been neocon the last 10 years because they knew that's where the world was going. Okay? Bottom line, it's called opportunism. Well, now they see Hillary and the wicked liberals coming to power, just as bad or worse than Bush, if that's possible. Can't believe I just said that, but we know. I cut my teeth fighting the Clintons, and believe me, they're bad, folks. They're criminal. Now we're going to have to deal with that. And it isn't going to be Obama. It's going to be Hillary. And that's Limbaugh's told you that, and he knows, because his boss, Roger Ailes, is one of the campaign strategists, and been supporting her behind the scenes with advice. And I've got... By the way, Rupert Murdoch's come out and says global warming's real. We need a global tax, he says. That shows you it's not real. Rupert Murdoch's for it, folks. You can believe it's 180 degrees. See, I'm a real conservative. I actually want to save this country. I actually tear up when I see the flag at a football game, not because of the red, white, and blue, but because I know what it symbolizes. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. We got an article up on PrisonPlanet.com on the right-hand side, News and Focus. Only Ron Paul can defeat Hillary Clinton. And he's having a fundraiser next weekend here in Austin. I won't be there. I'll be busy editing. But you can find out at the RonPaul2008.com. More details on that. And I know we have some callers that want to talk about Ron Paul. So when we get the calls, we will do that. Let me right now get into the illegal aliens. Now, one cannot be told about the Matrix. One cannot be told about the New World Order. One must really experience it for themselves. One must take the red pill, as they say. One has to go to PrisonPlanet.com or just go to Google and type illegals cheer as police beat amnesty protester. Now I've actually talked to the guy that shot the video in traffic. We're getting in touch with the fella that was in the car, and it's as we thought. The person was just mad because for a half hour they had to get to work, and the illegals were taking over the downtown and blocked the road. So he flips them off. The cops come over, and the illegals, by the way, are flipping off, cussing, doing their customary behavior. And believe me, I've been to these things. Any cop in the country who's been to him knows that's the case. This guy flips him off. The cops come over, drag him out of the car, slam his face in the pavement, and there's blood pouring out. The illegals run over within 2 feet of the cops and hold up signs celebrating, going, "Yeah, bleeper, that's what you deserve," yelling racial epithets. Now, I'm not going to play that here, the cussing, the racial comments. We're not going to degrade the show to that level. Oh, by the way, the cop who said that he claimed there was a bomb on somebody if they didn't stop their protest in New York was fired. We'll have the details for that for you tomorrow. I'm getting them all together right now. Remember that thing we played from New York a few weeks ago? Yeah, you know, you got a bomb in you. I'm going to have to stop your free speech. If you don't go, I'm going to say you got a bomb. I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to say you got a bomb. And, well, he got fired. I'm sad you got fired, but this is America. But anyway, side issue. Here the police come in Seattle, Washington, and slam his face repeatedly in the concrete. They just run over and grab him out of his car because he had his hand out the sunroof doing the Hail Mary, the Queen Elizabeth, as they say. Really going for broke, I guess. And they came over, violated his free speech, slammed his face in the ground, and then the illegals come over and knock the windows out of the car. While the cops stand there, they knock the windows out and they bash the sides of it up and they scream and have celebrations. Folks, I've been 200 feet from police in different parts of the country, from Florida to San Antonio, Texas, and I've had them run over and say, "Turn your camera off," when they're searching a vehicle, and I say, "No, free speech. I'm a reporter, and it's my First Amendment, and I really don't want to have to sue you or have you lose your job, officer. I'm not in your way. If I was over there getting involved in the arrest, you could arrest me. I'm not interfering with the police officer's duties. I'm not obstructing justice, and you're trying to violate my civil rights right now, and I really will sue you." And the cops go, "Okay, yes, sir, thank you. We got one we can't push around." But if you go get in the middle of the police and an arrest, you can and you should be arrested. Not the illegal aliens, ladies and gentlemen. They are in this video right up there with a celebration. And, of course, you all saw the stuff 2 weeks ago in L.A. And they all show the video of cops running people over in the streets and hitting camera people and the rest of it. And I think it's wrong. But it's also wrong the media isn't showing you illegals when it all started, throwing bottles and rocks and Coke bottles and Coke cans full of soft drinks at the police. Now, that happened a year ago in the nationwide illegal alien demonstrations, and the cops stood down because they were ordered to. Because illegal aliens are above this, are above the law. They're above everybody in this country. And the proof is they don't have to have any ID to have to go get a driver's license, to get a bank account, to get a housing loan, to get apartments. And all Farmers Branches said is, "We enforce the law here. It is a criminal violation, and they're enforcing the state and federal laws. They are simply saying, if someone breaks the law, a landlord, and rents to illegal aliens, then we will come after you." And everyone's freaking out. We'll explain why this is happening when we get back. Go to your calls, and then I'll get into the really important news dealing with one-child policies coming to a city near you. We'll be right back. Yo, top of the crown, race the queen, a fatal mistake in your cradle, can't shake the dream. The fire inside of your burning ground, battle with gas and give you room to breathe.
adequate mask. Everybody in front, let me see you pumping.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Free humanity does not want to be enslaved by the tyrannical world government known as the New World Order, globalization. And I want to tell all the scum running the planet and all the parasites and all its servants, hell hath no fury like the American people and the people of the planet, and we shall prevail. Resistance to us is futile. All right, let me just finish up with these illegal aliens. There are 100 million people now in Mexico, 30 million of their population living here. That's the real numbers. And there's more people living here than dying in the U.S. every year that are Mexican citizens that are dying in Mexico. We are basically used as their whole welfare system. An illegal alien, according to California's own numbers, uses around three times the social services they actually contribute in taxes. So I'm sick of hearing, oh, my God, we need somebody to pick the lettuce. They're doing jobs nobody wants to do. What the illegal aliens do is they drive the wages down to where somebody paying insurance, trying to live in the system and not tend to a house, cannot do that job and survive. So in a way, it's true to say they do jobs nobody wants to do. You used to get $20 an hour meat packing, now you get $7. Now you get $8. And that's only going to go down. You used to be able to make $25 an hour roofing a house, and you could raise a family on that. Not anymore. You get $10 an hour roofing a house. People think they're getting a better deal. No, you pay taxes to subsidize because the illegal aliens, the truth is, really can't make it on that. And so they're going out and getting on welfare. And many times under many multiple names. And that's all come out. So places like Farmers Branch outside Dallas, very close to where I grew up, are completely run by illegal aliens. And they said, you know what? It's you people are illegal. And if people rent to you who are committing a felony, then we're going to come after you. And Farmers Branch, I interviewed their mayor a few months ago when they first passed it, I guess 6 months ago or so, and everybody freaked out over it. So they said, well, we'll just take it to a vote to the people, and the people overwhelmingly approved it. And let me just tell you something. Until about 10 years ago, you couldn't buy land in Mexico if you weren't born in Mexico. And now if you jump through 100 hoops, you might be able to, but they still steal it from you half the time. Let me tell you something. You break the law down there, they're going to suck $100,000 out of your family. You come across the border from Guatemala into Mexico illegally, they put you in a forced labor camp for 6 months in open-air pens, ladies and gentlemen, and have you busting rocks. And that's the poor Guatemalans and Panamanians and Nicaraguans coming through there because they don't have any money. If you're a citizen of the U.S., whether you be Hispanic, black, white, doesn't matter, they're going to suck a lot of money out of you. Okay? And everybody knows that. There's a few tourist areas you can go in Mexico where they don't shake you down. But you go outside those areas, you're going to have Mexican troops shaking you down or Mexican federales shaking you down and laughing at you when they take the money out of your wallet. They don't roll the red carpet out for us. And then they shoot their mouth off and say, this is part of the Southwest, this belonged to Mexico. Spain couldn't hold on to this. The Comanches and the Apaches and the Blackfoot were kicking your soldiers' hind ends. And you couldn't even get settlements going here. So you called the King of Spain, called the Tennesseans and the Alabamans and the Georgians in here to do something you couldn't do. That's what happened. And then after that happened, Santa Ana overthrew the government of Spain and took over, and his own people tried to kick him out. He was a dictator, and he marched up here with 4,000 troops, and he killed 186 people. And then the Texians, against 3-1, defeated Santa Ana at the Battle of San Jacinto. I had family there. And I'm sick and tired of the schools funded by the federal government that wants to destroy America and destroy Texas and California, who want globalization, talking about how Texas is bad and America's bad. Let me tell you why that movie, The Alamo, failed. Because it distorted history, and it tried to destroy the memory of the Alamo. You're not going to kill that memory. Hey, Santa Ana, we're killing your soldiers below so that people will know, and people will say, remember the Alamo. You ought to go pull that Johnny Cash song, play that. I was butchering the quote there. I mean, literally, folks, and I'm not into, but I guess I am into where my family comes from and who I am. You know, the heirs on my mother's side of the family raised Colonel Travis's son. You know, the scene you see in that stupid movie. And I had family at many of those major battles. And I am just sick and tired of hearing my country and in my state being walked all over by a bunch of illegal aliens waving their Mexican flags, bad-mouthing my country and my state. It'd be one thing if we had Switzerland to the south or Japan or something with, you know, where it wasn't just totally corrupt and totally evil and totally enslaved. But my God, why do you want this to be Mexico? Why in heaven do you want that? And why in heaven do the colleges and the public schools not tell Hispanics that over a third of the people in the battle for independence were Hispanic, or that the father of Texas independence who wrote the Constitution was Hispanic? They steal your heritage from you, too. And they try to make it racial so they can manipulate us and divide and conquer and destroy America. America's already gone. 2 years ago in March, Bush signed the North American Union. We now have the official declassified documents. It's total treason. They merged a week ago Monday the EU with the North American Union. Publicly, they said, we're merging them right now. They had press conferences because they got caught being secretive before and they got in a lot of trouble. I said I would just cover this and be done with it. But when you watch an American citizen having his face rammed into the concrete repeatedly. Trey, turn your microphone on. You've seen this video. In fact, you're now producing my weekday show. And Trey, you've seen the video. You've contacted the guy that shot the video. What is it like to see him beating the car to bits and the cops dragging him out while his car is beaten to bits and while they get right up where they're attacking him?
Well, regardless of whether you not agree with what he was doing, he was sitting there peacefully. He wasn't doing anything back. He wasn't. I mean, I could see how they might want to charge him with inciting a riot because by him sticking his hand in the air.
But why are the illegal aliens allowed to flip off and run around and do all that stuff?
No, I mean, I agree.
See,
they're
above the law.
I agree.
That's because they're precious. Can you get a bank account, Trey, without a ID?
I just opened one. No, they needed a couple things for me to open a bank
account. Okay, it's in the Associated Press. No ID. The cops in Austin have told me, all over the country it's in the news, you just type in, police say not allowed to arrest illegals. They're not allowed to. They're above the law.
I've run into people who worked in the kitchen at the restaurant I used to work at the same bank as me, you know, depositing stuff. And, you know, I've always wondered, the money's got to go somewhere. They don't just stash it under their mattress at night.
Well, I mean, it's been in the news now. Bank of America, Wells Fargo. But before that all broke 3 months ago, now it's been over Lou Dobbs everywhere, I have been in the bank watching illegals set up bank accounts with no ID. That's how I'd already reported on it. That's how I already knew about it.
Well, like I said, I mean, I know people who I'd worked with who I know weren't there legally. Who...
Remember Vicente Fox came to Austin 3 years ago? I bullhorned him and shut the speech down. We've got the video of that. It's on the web. Just type Alex Jones, you know, shuts down, or Alex Jones crushes Fox, or something like that on Google Video. It's out there for free, or prisonplanet.tv. And, he came and gave an award to the Austin Police Department for not following the law. That's called treason. The Austin Police Department engages in treason publicly from the foreign head of state, giving them an award for not following the law and not arresting illegals. Treason. That's why I went down and shut down that speech. I shut him down. He's nothing but an oil company executive, Coca-Cola executive to begin with, big front to bring down America. He also it makes me sick. Anything else, Trey?
That'll be all till next segment.
All right, I promise I'll get to your calls and all the other news. And Bruce Willis, yes, I woke him up. We'll be right back. Really, Rick Linklater did.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, we're down to the wire. You know, in my mind, I've got this three-hour program. I do 2 hours on Sunday, so we always run a little short and don't get to everything I need to. But I do want to go to the loaded phone lines. Derek, Craig, Amy's been holding along. Let's go to her first. Felix, Alex, many others. On the subject of the illegal aliens, you got 6 million, 200 and something million. There's 6.6 billion now on the planet who want to come here. Six plus billion. And Latin America has tens of millions of new births a year. They all want to come here. You got half a billion people down there, plus. And we just can't do it, ladies and gentlemen. There's almost half a billion, I guess, in Brazil. We just can't do it. And then we pay for the welfare, and we pay for the health care, and we pay for it all. And the whole country's going bankrupt. The dollar's plunging in value. We're becoming a third world country. It's horrible. And then I watch people waving foreign flags, beating up folks. I've seen videos from last year, and you got to see them on the web because the mainstream media won't show it because it's politically incorrect to show a, quote, minority group, is really the majority in many areas of the country, beating somebody up. In fact, I found out about the plan of San Diego. Just type that into Google. First link will be University of Texas. Plan of San Diego. The Germans in World War I had a plan for ethnic cleansing to fund the Mexicans to kill everybody in the Southwest. They actually launched attacks in South Texas in one night, killed 23 people. They killed children, you name it. That really started the beginning of bad race relations. Before, there were pretty good race relations. And then they tried to launch the plan of San Diego. Hitler did in 43, but that got foiled by the Texas Rangers. Oh, you didn't know the Mexicans worked with Hitler? Oh, you didn't know that the Nazis were big down there? Oh, I'm sorry. You just don't know your history. I'm tired of it. I mean, I've had enough of it. Let's go to your calls. Let's just go to your calls. Amy in Illinois, you're on the air. I appreciate you holding.
Okay, I thank you for taking my call. I was going to talk about the real ID because I find that they put that into law so offensive that it morally upsets me.
Yeah, federally standardized national ID card, but the illegals don't have to have it.
And I was hoping to ask if you could possibly put a petition on your website against it. If you do, I will personally go to local churches and speak to the pastors and tell them, you know, what website it's on and the fact that it makes you have an eye print.
Well, the churches.
I mean, personally, it offends me as a Christian.
Well, sure, the churches will tell you.
We want to force me to have something like that because there's no way I would ever do it.
Sure. Well, I mean, most churches will tell you that it doesn't exist and it's not a national ID. Just like most churches will tell you the Easter Bunny really, you know, is working with Count Dracula. But no. There are petitions online that I've seen at the big petition websites to fight the national ID card, which has already been implemented, folks. They tell you it's coming in 2008. That's not true. When they retina scan, they thumbprint, they got digital barcodes, they got strips on the back. I mean, Texas had its IDs federalized in 93. My first film, made in 97, America Destroyed by Design, documents that. And, yeah, we just have to say no to this. And when they want your ID now, I'll be paying for cash. And they'll say, I want your ID. And say, no, no, no. And they say, well, we can't sell to you. Say, fine. And then you just videotape an illegal alien doing it without ID, and then you sue that company. I mean, we got to get aggressive.
And Maine and two other states have passed laws saying that they won't follow the federal law, and I'm hoping that more states will follow, and I really hope you'll put a link up to it on your website.
Well, I have had the state legislators on from Maine, New Hampshire, and what's the other state? Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Maine has passed it. The others are moving. I think it's 37 states that have introduced legislation in the last year to overturn the Real ID Act.
And I'd also like to say I highly support you. I think that civil strife is being created unnecessarily by a bunch of people that leave our borders wide open while trying to clamp down on innocent citizens. And I live in Illinois. I don't know if you heard, but recently in the Chicago Sun-Times, and you should still be able to access it by their website, they actually arrested a gentleman who was 18 years old. He wrote a paper in class that was a creative free writing assignment.
I saw it about – sure, go ahead.
And they arrested the gentleman.
Well, that's right. They told him, write it about whatever you want, and it was a violent article. It didn't mention any names, and it sounded like a Stephen King novel, and they arrested him. And you know, Amy, that's what's really scary, is that they tell you in the culture, do whatever you want, play video games where you simulate murders hundreds of times an hour, ripping guts out. They have games where you rape a woman and you get bonus credits. What is it, Grand Theft Auto? I mean, this stuff is simulated murder. It has an effect. And don't tell me I'm censoring. That's not censorship. They have a right, I guess, to make that stuff, but I have a right to say it's pure trash. But you simulate all this, and then a salutatorian, they ask him in art class, paint a picture of your parents. He paints a picture of his Marine Corps captain dad with his M16, and they arrest him. See, it's the valedictorian, it's always the valedictorian for some reason, has some Dixie spoons and forks and knives to have a cake with their teacher at the end of school. And the last day of school, I interviewed her, and they come in and they find out that she's got plastic knives, and they arrest her and take her degree, take her diploma, and she had to go to summer school and get it. They took her last semester. I mean, see, zero tolerance. It's thought crime. They're training you about thought crime, okay? And they selectively enforce. Oh, you protest the illegals, we're going to bring you down and arrest you. Because, you know, you guys might get in a fight. You might get in an argument. There might be a problem. Well, arrest them. They shouldn't even be here to begin with. Got a bunch of foreigners stomping around on top of us. And we're told to sit down and shut up or the cops are going to rubber bullet us. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek in Sydney, Australia. You are on the air. Welcome, Derek.
Hi, Eric. Alex, it's actually Eric. I guess I misheard me.
Hey, Derek, Eric. Eric, it's good to have you on with us.
Good, excellent. Listen, man, I have a very quick question. I was involved in a 9/11 protest for the 11th of the month thing down at Town Hall in Sydney. And I have a question for you. Maybe you can give me some advice. My question is, what is the relevance of 9/11 for Australia? And should we focus on other, maybe another topic like 7/7? to maybe get the Australian public away.
Well, 9/11, they told us, changed the whole world. Everything's different now. There's no freedom anymore. We've got to take all your rights, and Australia's used it. The Bali bombing, it has now come out in mainstream newspapers in Europe, and I think even in Australia, that the government, quote, knew and let it happen. No, that was a government op. I would, you know, a lot of people died in that nightclub, also in the hotel. I would expose that, and I would expose how they took your guns. And I would expose, you know, how they're trying to ban protesting, as you know there. I mean, they're trying to go back to the 15th century under her royalness, her royal highness, Queen Elizabeth. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use profanity on air and say her name. I mean, no, I think 9/11 is the key. That was the worldwide event that, you know, billions of people watched.
Yeah, yeah.
You expose that, you expose their entire paradigm. Anything else from the land down under, my friend?
Luke, just a quick question on population control. Do you think we
stay there? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and get into population control with Derek, get into Bruce Willis, Awake to 9/11, and the JFK assassination. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. My new film's Terror Storm, available at InfoWars.com and stores nationwide. Get Terror Storm today. Classified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling...
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's the final segment. I don't know how I'm going to get to Derek, Craig, Felix, Alex, and Rodney, and I got to stop there. Look, on the subject of population control, the people running the planet believe in neo-feudalism and serfdom. Their excuse to set up tyranny is that humans are a disease, and they've got to exterminate us. Once they set the policy that we're subhuman, they can then move forward to arrange our lives, control us, one-child policy. And that's what China has. They fine you, they regulate you, they finally arrest you if you have more than one child. That's being proposed by different organizations in the U.S., Canada, and England. Children Bad of the Planet, say, environmentalist group. And I actually interviewed the co-chairman of the group, and I brought up Prince Philip, who's involved with them. Now, that's the Queen of England's husband, the breeder, that he's involved and says 80% should be killed. She hung up. She wouldn't do the interview. And by the way, he published a book that he wrote the foreword to called If I Was an Animal and gave a Reuters interview in 88 when he said that. It's in my new film I'm making. So I'm somewhat of an expert on this. I've been studying it for over a decade, and it's really scary. Let's go back to Derek in Australia real quick. Derek, go ahead.
Alex, just quickly, back global population, shouldn't there be some type of guide as to how many children we should have? 2 is reasonable, 12 seems unreasonable, and am I...
Well, here's the thing, you can't have the state... Well, sir, let me just explain to you, because see, now I see where you're going and we're out of time. The West is having an average of 1.5 children. The West is dying. You've got to replace yourself. 2 is replacing yourself. 1.5 is dying. The West is dying. Japan is dying. Once you industrialize, people have less children. So you can't have the state come in and start controlling how many children you have, because that's called tyranny. And there aren't too many people on the world. Some of the technologies are dirty and need to be cleaned up. But once we industrialize the third world, then we can clean things up and they will stop having as many children. Okay? In fact, let me just speak a little bit more about this, because it's a central issue. The things I just said are not my opinion. The population is supposed to, this is UN's own numbers, plane off at around 9 billion in 2050. Okay? Now, the big eugenics groups, they're not pushing for people to cut back on children in the third world. They're pushing for it in the first world, claiming our carbon footprint on greenhouse gases is much larger. Which it is, but greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide are not pollutants. It's a life accelerant in the plants. And again, there's thousands, literally thousands of major reports and studies and pieces of data on that alone. Plants breathe carbon dioxide, put out more oxygen. Major ice core samples have shown that we had higher oxygen levels in the past. That's actually better for the life forms on this planet. But the thing is, they want to tax a gas expelled by humans. It's a tax on humans. That's what carbon dioxide taxes are. That's what we exhale. It's a total scam. And that's what they say here in the Sunday Times of London. A tax on breathing. A tax on life. What we breathe gives life to the earth. It's not a toxic waste. I have Bilderberg Group documents. I have Security and Prosperity Partnership, North American Union documents. They're on Judicial Watch's website where they say it's a scam, but that they're going to use it as a world tax. They say it's a scam. Dick Cheney wrote in September of 2000 that Saddam didn't have WMDs, but that they were going to say he did. Go read it. It's in Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, on the PNAC website. They don't even hide it. But he knows you're not going to go read white papers. They write white papers about how to lie to you when they're not vacationing with Hillary. It's all staged, folks. It's all fake. All right, and I said I get to all these calls. How am I supposed to do it when I can spend another hour on that one subject? Craig, on the USS Liberty, you've been holding. Go ahead, Craig. Then we'll go to Felix and others.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I had a question about the USS Liberty. I've been doing some research on that a little bit ever since I discovered it.
1967 attacked for 2.5 hours by Israeli torpedo boats and two waves of fighter bombers, descente missiles, and then tornadoes. But please continue. I just wanted to fill folks in on that.
Right. There's no doubt that the Israelis attacked that ship. What I want to know, though, is what... You gave a quote, I want that ship down. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said that the president...
LBJ, yeah, that came from two different admirals.
Yeah, do you have those names of those admirals?
One of them is deceased. I've interviewed both the admirals. I've interviewed the first mate of the crew. I interviewed the captain before he died. I've interviewed... I probably interviewed 20 plus...
I didn't know what the president was saying.
Well, see, the reason I have the president is he came on the phone to the admirals in the fleet telling him to turn the air cover back. So you'll have to research the official accounts of these individuals. I've also interviewed the head JAG admiral, Captain Ward Boston at the time, who was told to expunge all that out of the record. Then they threatened to kill the crew if they told anyone what they knew.
Oh, so these are eyewitness accounts, mostly, because it's very hard to dig this stuff up.
Let me just stop you. You got admirals. You got the fleet admiral. Okay, and I've interviewed the fleet admiral. Then I've interviewed his adjunct on the ship with him. Lyndon Baines Johnson is on the phone to the aircraft carrier. They've launched. They're only 70 miles away. They've launched fighter bombers to go take out the Israelis. They're trying to sink the ships. They can blame it on Egypt. And they know it's Americans. They keep radioing, begging. The attacks go on for hours. That's on record. But what they didn't know is that the federal government had positioned the ship, was clearly in on it, and that they wanted it going to the bottom. And that's what the admiral said. One admiral told me, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. The other admiral said, I don't care that GD ship. It's going to the bottom. And I'm not going to sit there and, you know, repeat the full quote here on air.
Right. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank
sure,
you.
Sure. Thank you. And I'm glad you're asking the question. In fact, again, that's where we get these reports. I've interviewed the people. In fact, I ought to do another round of interviews on this. The problem is to make such claims. See, I make those claims in films. I make those claims in full hour-long, two-hour-long special interviews. I have had the admirals. I have had the judge advocate general on. I have had, I mean, he was the head of the navies. He was the judge advocate admiral. But at the time, Captain Ward Boston was just the head of the official whitewash. And they knew it all. And the admiral that took the call from LBJ called the men in. He took his stars off and he said, listen, he said, talk to me as if I'm not an admiral and tell me what really happened. After they were done, he said, you will be killed if you tell anyone. It wasn't you are going to be court-martialed. You will be killed. Just go read the accounts of the admirals. I mean, they're on videotape. There's a half dozen films out there or more on the USS Liberty. But no, those audio files are on the web. They're on my website. I've been doing those interviews. I've been interviewing admirals and the rest of them for 10 years on the subject. And why did Israel attack the ship? They did it to blame it on Egypt. They attacked the ship. And by the way, an Israeli pilot's now gone public. Huge American flag, giant surveillance ship, 15 miles off the coast. The seven-day war is going on. They want to go ahead and widen the attack into Egypt. They attack the ship. They first strafe and have a big American flag. They first strafe and knock out his, and then they were sending helicopters, commando helicopters, actually kill those that were left. And the captain had his guts tied in with a life preserver so he could stay at the bridge. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor secretly. It's the only time it's ever been done. He was given it secretly. That's now public. There was a congressional inquiry on this that found the same things I'm telling you. Okay, now do you realize the magnitude? They wanted to. It was a false flag, folks. See, they staged attacks on the destroyers 3 years before to kick off, 4 years before to kick off the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam. Now declassified, now CIA.gov, it's now admitted. We already knew that, but now they've admitted it. But they didn't actually kill anybody. It didn't work. So they went to the pure false flag of actually having a client state attack one of our ships to launch a further war. And they were going to have a war in the Middle East at that time. Okay, now that's what the admirals have said, that's what the captain has said, that's what the first mate has said, it's what the doctor has said, it's what the judge advocate admiral said, it's what they've I've interviewed all of them. Okay, and this is what happened. I mean, they came in with torpedo boats attacking and 50 cal machine guns and strafing the ship and bombing it and white phosphorus. It had thousands of holes in it, over 850 cannon holes. And then bombers bombed it, and then fighter jets strafed it and attacked it. The attacks went on and on and on, really for over 2.5 hours. Then the commandos came in to kill everybody on board with their machine guns hanging out the windows. I've interviewed. I mean, they were coming in with the Israeli special forces to go on the boat and kill every American and blow that boat and sink it and blame it on Egypt. See, because they stayed at their battle stations, they thought it would sink. They closed the bulkheads, it wouldn't. It burned people alive in there. And then the Russians came to the aid, not saying they're good, but the point is they weren't going to, they've been watching the whole thing. The Russians, and they're now, said, we're not letting this happen. And the Russian ship came in, and the Israelis peeled off. And then, boom, as soon as they got back to the carrier, the White House of McNamara said, launch jets. The jets took off, they came in, they towed the ship in, they saved the people. Okay, folks, so now you know what I said. I go to your calls. I'm sorry. Felix wanted to know about the soldiers missing in Iraq, but the show's basically over now, so. They say Al-Qaeda says it has missing U.S. troops. Point is they've lied so many times. Al-Qaeda is a made-up term. Then later they say a group that may be affiliated later in the AP. This guy they claim they just killed, they've killed him 7 separate times, this number 2 in Al-Qaeda. And they've shown his body before. That's what I'm going to do when I leave here. I'm going to go dig up the articles. I remember it. And I'm going to show you photos of his dead body before. They'll show his dead body next year and you won't care. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. And Pat Tillman didn't get killed in friendly fire either, right?
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Investments in security.